With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump dispatching federal law enforcement officers to the streets of Washington, D.C. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
For at least the next week, there will be an increased presence of federal law enforcement here in the nation's capital to combat crime. The White House says Washington, D.C. is an amazing city, but it has been plagued by violent crime for far too long. The beefed-up police presence comes as the president has suggested that his administration could fully take over running the city. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities have identified the man who opened fire at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 30-year-old Patrick Joseph White of Kennesaw, Georgia. He died in the incident. Police officer David Rose was also shot and killed. Officers have captured a man suspected in a shooting in a Montana bar that left four people dead. 45-year-old Michael Paul Brown taken into custody Friday, just a few miles from the shooting site. Israel says it plans to take over Gaza City, and while some are blasting the decision, many others say it is the right thing to do because Hamas is the aggressor.
They want more civilian casualties so that they can point a finger at Israel and say that Israel's bad. Israel is not the offending member in this endeavor. So Hamas attacked Israel October 7th, and they committed a 21st century genocide. And everything that's taking place in Gaza right now is a direct result of that.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden.
I believe that the Israeli government now is doing what they think their only option is to get their hostages back.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky rejecting the idea of giving up land to end the war. That response comes after President Trump's suggestion that a peace deal might involve swapping some land. This is SRN News. Apparently, a lot of pastors today are having problems.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, 65% of evangelical Protestant clergymen say they feel that they must be on call 24 hours a day for members of their congregations. 63% of mainline Protestant leaders agree, and amongst black Protestant pastors, 76% say this is so. The Lifeway study also reveals that between 20 and 25% of clergymen say their congregations have unrealistic expectations of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several colleges making deals with the Trump administration, offering concessions in order to keep their federal funding. Ivy League schools Columbia and Brown reaching deals to resolve federal investigations into campus anti-Semitism, DEI programs, and promotion of the LGBT agenda. The administration is, though, still pressing for more. This is SRN News. Well, former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says President Trump is dedicated to increasing the United States naval fleet.
A big part of the BBB was a massive increase in shipbuilding budget and funds. And so between that and his executive order, which he signed in March, calling for a return to American dominance in shipbuilding for the Navy, for the Coast Guard, but also commercial shipbuilding. So he's really put an effort into it. He understands how important it is, and I think we're going to have a renaissance in American shipbuilding.
A major tourist attraction in western North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains will be demolished in a month. The Lake Lure Flowering Bridge sustained severe damage from Hurricane Helene last year. It collapsed on one end, and engineers say they've concluded now the bridge, in their estimation, was far beyond any repair. More details at srnnews.com.